Blog Talk Radio.
The baddest DJ this side of town. Mixing the heat.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do it.
Back to back.
DJ Christo. You are now in the mix with DJ Christo.
DJ Christo.
Bodhi, 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 namah. All right, you all. I'm telling you, I enjoyed that. What about y'all? I'm telling you, that was a great gospel Ghanaian mix by our brother DJ Christo. And we want to give a shout out to him on today. God bless you, DJ Christo. I'm telling you, I know time is moving on. We got to keep going. I wish I could have listened to that mix all day. It's like an hour and a half, I think, long. But I just wanted to come on with a little something. So, but we just thank God once again. We give a shout out to our dear brother DJ Christo and that great gospel mix from various artists. I'm telling you, it was just awesome. And to all of you all that are tuned in right now, you are tuned in to the African Day on the Angels of Melody with your host Angel on Deck, and this is African Day with nonstop African music. And I play African music daily, along with American music and music from Brazil and music from, you know, our Latino family from all over the different parts of the world. I do play on a daily basis. But at least once a week, I try to do something concerning with Africa. And the reason for that, a lot of people might say, well, you know, what's you know, going on with the African Day. Well, it's going on, I want to say, 7 years that I've been doing radio. But the time that I did was Blog Talk Radio, because I am a part of another station, 1440 AM WDRJ. I've done had broadcasts there and was a part of different ministries there as well. But then when God brought me to the full part of Blog Talk Radio, I was introduced by a dear brother, and he said, the type of ministry you have, you need Blog Talk Radio. He said, I see your ministry taking off. And I'm going to tell y'all, a few years ago when I got on here, I started off by myself. And it was just like God just sent a brother from Ghana, my dear brother, Apostle Samuel Sowa, to be a part of the ministry. And before I knew it, God showed me a vision, and he said, Africa. And I looked like, huh, you know, I didn't understand. And he gave me songs concerning Africa and gave me a message concerning Africa. And I delivered that message from the Lord a few years back concerning Africa. And, I mean, it was people that was leaving me messages saying that they were in tears. They knew I didn't know what was going on. But it brought me in tears, and it took me back to where I was a little girl, because I asked God, I said, what is it with this Africa? What's going on with Africa? And I'm telling you, it's many, many artists' music that I do play, you know, in Africa. But it blew up. It looked like I laid down one night, and it just blew up. And it's like thousands, seriously, thousands on top of thousands of Africans that are a part of this program. Yes, the other countries are a part. More and more countries are coming in, because that's what God said this ministry was about. He said that he was bringing the countries from all over in English, in other languages that I wouldn't even understand. God told me this. He showed it to me. I called my aunt a few years back and told her what God said. And I'm telling you, at first I thought I was I imagining something? It just sounded so unreal. But I'm here to say on this day, I'm telling you, on this seventh day of February 2013, to say that God is real. If I didn't know, I know he's real now. If I never knew, I've seen the work of God. My God, I'm here to tell you, it's over 20,000 listeners. I've never seen nothing like it. It's people that sends messages and tweets from all parts of the world. We have listeners in Brazil. We have listeners in Pakistan. People in Pakistan believing me messages, pastors and stuff, saying how they were just blown away when they heard the broadcast, you know. We have people in Mexico that tunes in. People sending requests. You know, they have to have a translator is translating the message, because I don't even know what they're saying, and they're saying that they are blessed by this program, that all the different music is heard on here. And a lot of people ask me, are you African? because we thought it was an African station. You know, every time we look up, we're hearing a lot of African music in different languages, and a lot of the Africans don't understand the other African languages, but they know it's awesome. They say it's awesome. It's an awesome thing. They never heard of this going on. Well, I'm here to let y'all know today that I'm not the only one that was called to this. There were many other Americans and other people of other races that do radio, that's in ministry, that was called to do this, but yet they still walk in disobedience because they look for money. They're looking for the fame. They're looking for the big names. But when God spoke to me, he said, if you move and do what I tell you, if you follow what I tell you to do, many people going to think you crazy. Many people going to wonder why you're doing this and doing that. But if you obey me, I will bless you. Yes, it's been hell. I'm going to tell you, I've been going through some hell. And when I say I've been going through hell, I'm talking about going through. A lot of y'all don't know because I come on smiling and grinning and laughing. But at the end of the day, my God, I've been through financial everything. I tell people that this ministry, I've always asked different ones to sow. I never believe in putting a price on it. I've always asked people that if they wanted to sow into this ministry, that they can sow. I had a PayPal. I have a PayPal, Western Union, you name it. No one was doing anything. Seriously. And I gave up. I said, oh, God, I just give up. I cannot keep doing this. I'm doing, it's too much stuff going on, too much needs. I'm doing this all by myself. I have no help. This is what I was crying out to God. Many a times, more than six times, I've said that, and God rebuked me. And he don't have to rebuke me no more. Because the last time I said it, he let me see. I may not have everything in a book like I was looking for it to come. But he said, every need that you have put before me, everything that you have said has been met. You have no cutoffs. Things that you need personally, all of them may not be met, but the important things have. But he told me the things that I want and desire is coming, but it's coming a way that people will not be able to say they did it, that only glory will go to him. And I'm here to say that glory goes to him. He's doing it, y'all. And he let me know that those that sow in this ministry will be blessed. He told me that. He said it's coming. The sowers are coming. And I believe him because he's not a liar. Every word that comes out of his mouth will not return to him, boy. I see the way he did it with this Africa. And when he gazed at it, he said, Africa is your baby. We all have an assignment. Yes, all the other nations are part of this program. Brazil, Hong Kong, all of the nations are a huge part of this. But it's something about Africa. I'm still learning. But I'm saying this before I keep playing music because I want everybody to get an understanding what this African Day is, because I have had messages a few minutes ago of what is it, African Day. I'm in Africa. I didn't know we had a day. I said, yes, you do. You have a day right here on the Angel on Deck show. And what happened was God gave me Africa. He said Africa was my baby. This is what he told me. I thought it sounded kind of crazy at first. I said, Africa is my baby. What is he talking about? But he said there's some things that I will see manifest before my own eyes with Africa. And he began to give me a song called Walking in the Overflow. And I saw myself with Africans dancing in the field. We had on purple. And we was just dancing and dancing. And the song said, we're walking in the overflow. We're dancing in the overflow. We're moving in the overflow. Rain on me, breathe on me, Lord. We're shouting in the overflow. We're praising in the overflow. We're moving in the overflow. Rain on me, praise on. We give praises to the Lord. Praise me to something like that. It went. And then it says, rain on me. Shine on me. Rain on me. Rain on me. Breathe on us, Lord. Rain on us. breathe on us. That's what I was hearing. Rain on us, rain on us, breathe on us, Lord. We're marching in the overflow. We're dancing in the overflow. We're moving in the overflow. Rain on us, breathe on us, Lord. We're marching in the overflow. We're praising in the overflow. And I mean that song began to go. It began to go. And I began to sing. And he said, sing it on the airwaves. And I began to sing it on the airwaves. And I began to give the word of God what he said, that Africa will move forward. I still don't know today what all is going on and what is this with Africa. But I do know when I asked him, what was it about Africa? He took me back when I was 11 years old. And I remember back in the day when I was 11 years old, I began to hear these jokes that they used to tell back in the day. See, back in the day, I remember media used to make Africa look so bad. You know, I would see children with big stomachs and flies around their mouth, and they was talking about Africa this and Africa that. But then as I got older, I said, hold on. It ain't just certain parts of Africa that's going through, you know, food and not having. It's going on in America. It's going on all over the world. You just don't hear about it. And I remember comedians back then used to make jokes. People in school would make jokes. Children would make jokes about African, and they would tell little jokes like, how do you get 10 Ethiopians, you know, inside of a Mercedes Benz? And they would be just laughing, and I'd be sitting in class listening to this garbage. And they would say, throw a cracker. And everybody just, ha, 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 and they just laughing and going on. And it used to hurt my feelings. And I would cry. Seriously, I would get to myself and I would cry and I didn't understand. And I remember when I looked at the commercials about Africa, they show bald-headed girls and, you know, talking and saying different things in the commercial. And I would look and say, wow, she's black like me. This is what I used to say. What is the problem? I would hear them talking. They have a heavy accent, and I say, ooh, they talk so nice. I'm a little child, y'all, at 11. God took me back to this. And I said, one day, I said, they're beautiful people. I said, one day when I get grown, I want to meet them. I want to have them for my friends. To make a long story short, look at what happened. Africa is a huge part of this radio broadcast. And I shed tears of joy because God did it. I don't know what it is. I don't know the outcome. But I know he said that you are there in Africa. You are his beloved. And it's not just me, but it's other Americans and other people. Lots of Americans and a lot of other races that love you deeply. And I just thank God for y'all life. I tell people there are issues in every race. It doesn't matter. But I'm so excited about what God is doing. And I thank you all that have shown love to this ministry and to me. And I thank God for all of the African artists that have came here in Detroit, came here in America, and I was able to meet you face to face, and we broke bread and ate African food together. I just thank God for you all. And I just want to let you know it's not me, it's God in me that has me doing this show, this program, this ministry. Even when I wanted to give up, he let me know that this had to keep moving, that he was going to bless me. And yes, somebody might be saying, well, you crazy, girl. You doing all of this and ain't no money coming in. Well, just say I am crazy because I believe I'm going to be crazy paid. And I'm going to reap all what God has for me. So I'm going to be crazy one day going to the bank and being who God showed me that I will be in him if I follow his leading. And I thank God for that. I thank him that he would choose me, and he's also chose others. And there are some people that are doing what I'm doing. You just don't hear it. there are a lot of people that are traveling in Africa and all different parts that are seeing to the missions. You just don't hear about it. But I'm here to say to those of you, whether you American, Mexican, whatever nationality you are, that have the love of God for God's people, period, whether they're African, whether they're Asian, whoever they are, God is going to bless you and to keep moving forward. And that's the reason why we celebrate Africa today, with Africa today, because God, this is what the ministry is. It's not only Africa, but it's all other nations, and I do play a lot of African music and other cultures, other gospel music from all parts of the world. But God laid up on my heart that once a week you take a day for Africa and just play the music. Get some prayer. Get some stuff going on. And I'm the type of person, I never ask God why, and I'm not going to ask him. I just be obedient. And that's why, how this came about with African Day, because before I knew it, it started off with Apostle Samuel Towa there in Temagana. And right after him, it was other ministers. And before I knew it, here come the artists. I didn't do this. God did this. I can't even tell you how it started. I don't even remember. All I know is it turned out to be the blast that it is today. And no glory goes to me. All the praise and the honor and glory goes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank him. I thank him for my life, and I thank him for your life. And all of the listeners around the world, we just want to give you a hello to all of Africa, those of you that are in Ghana, to all those that are in Nigeria, to all those that are in Kenya, Uganda, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Cameroon, Liberia, you name it, all over in Africa, the Africans here in America, in other places, the UK, Italy, wherever you at, I want to say God bless you and know that God loves you. And also to those of you here in America, in Michigan, wherever you may be at, we want to say God bless you all over here in the cities and the states here in America. God bless America. And God bless to all of you in the UK, to those that are in Italy, to those that are in Brazil, in Mexico, to those that are in Pakistan, in India, Serbia, Croatia, Russia. We even had people leaving messages that they was listening in Russia. All over the world that is listening in right now, we just want to say God bless you. And I just want to speak to the artists, keep doing what you're doing. Keep writing. Keep praising the Lord. Doors are going to open up. The overflow is coming. To all of you all that are following the visions of the nations that are doing and missions and whatever you're doing with all cultures, you know, of the world, God bless you. I'm not the only one doing this. There is someone else somewhere. We just don't hear. Just like a lot of people tell me, I've never heard of an African-American that plays African music, that plays Spanish music, that's playing Chaldean gospel music, that's playing, you know, this and playing stuff from Croatia. I said, God said that this was not just a platform for me to be heard, but he said it was for all of his children to be heard. And he leads me and he guides me what to do and what not to do, what to play and what not to play, when to play it, when not to play it. And I go totally by his leading. So I just want to say God bless to all of you all that are listening in as we start this program of African Day with Angel on Deck, African Music Nonstop. I'm not going to speak anymore and say anything unless I have to say, make an announcement. But it is what it is. It says African Music Nonstop, and that's what we're going to give you the next hour and 21 minutes. We're going to give you the greatest African gospel music around the world. And all of the artists, I've sent most links. Links are posted. I don't have to keep sending out the links because once you're my friend on Facebook, it should be on your wall anyway. If we friends on Twitter, once I tweet and push it out, you'll see it anyway, because it's just too many posters to have for one person to do. So I just want to say tell a friend, tell a family. If you're here in America and you have a friend that want to listen in, they can call in at 917-889-7095 and listen in. I'm telling you, it's just awesome today. my heart rejoices. It just rejoices. And I am so grateful that God will see in me what I never saw for his people out there. I'm just so honored. I'm so humbled. I just bow before him today, you know, in praise and in thanksgiving. And I just want to say I love all of you all that are listening in day to day and night to night. I just want to say God bless you. And so now starting us off on this great program on today as we celebrate today, I'm telling you it's just a beautiful thing. I mean, the vision of people from all races around the world, English and in other languages, lifting up the name of God, you will hear on here today. And so you're going to hear music in English. You're going to hear music, you know, that's not in English. But it's all giving glory and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So right now, okay, I'm getting things together right now. But I'm telling you, I just broke down. It's tears of joy. You know, it's not tears of sadness, but it's tears of joy that God will take me back on when I was a little girl to let me see why. And a friend of mine told me, because your heart was pure then over the people. And that he chose you for that, you know. And like I said, it's not just me, but it's other, you know, people as well that God has called to do. And so we, and a lot are walking in obedience, but there's some that's walking in disobedience, and that's why they go through, because they're walking in self and looking at money and this and that. And I told people, if it was about money, even though I'm in need, and I pray, and I'm believing God's going to send the sowers this year. I'm believing that, because it's rough doing this. It's not easy doing by yourself. And I told people, if it was really about money, do you think I would be doing this for 7 years straight? I don't think so. If it was really that serious, I would have said no and been like, and would have had a deaf ear to what God was saying and would have been going through. But I love the Lord with my whole heart, and I love his people. And like I said, we all have issues. You know, I used to have people stereotype different races. Well, you know, they like this and they like that. So let me tell you something. Americans is like that. Mexicans is like that. You have a whole lot of people in different races that have issues. Everybody ain't bad. Everybody ain't killers. Everybody not abusive. There are people that do have the love of Christ. Everybody ain't walking in fakeness. So I don't go by that. We all, like I said, have something that we need help in. But that don't mean all people. You have all kind of bad. There's bad seeds in a lot of races. But that don't mean everybody is bad. So we can't sit here and say, I don't like this person and I don't like that person. Because how are you going to make it to heaven? He said nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. If you don't have love, you're not going to see him. I'm sorry about that. But I'm telling you right now, if somebody is walking in prejudice, and you saying you got Christ, you need to get saved. You need to fall on your knees and repent and say, Lord, show me the love. As much dirt that we have done, as much mistakes that we have done, wrong thinking, God could have snapped his finger, we could have been out of here. But his love and his mercy is upon us. And we have to have that same thing. I don't care who it is. You got to love that murderer. No, you don't like what he's doing. No, you don't like the things he did. It's bad. But we still got to love him. You can't sit there and say, oh, I hate him. You won't see heaven. So if you're walking in that spirit, you need to ask God to really clean you up from that filth. Because it's filth when we walk in hatred, when we walk in unforgiveness. I used to walk in unforgiveness. And God gave me a rude awakening. And he said, how can you know me and you don't forgive? I've forgiven you. And he let me see my past on the dirt that I've done. And had he not forgave me, where would I be? So we got to think about these things. I don't care who hurt you. I've been hurt. I don't care who talked about you. Jesus was spit on. He didn't like things that was going on. He didn't like sin. He hates sin. but he loves you as a person. He loves you and wants you to change from your wicked ways. I don't know who I'm talking to out there, but he loves us all. Yes, he does. He don't like things that we do against him, and that's contrary, but he loves us, and he still yet has his arms open wide, saying, come to me. I will clean you up from that pollution of sin. And I don't know who I'm talking to today, but it's time to wake up and get right. People are leaving here by the thousands, by the millions, it looked like. People are leaving here. I got a phone call today that one of the church mothers passed away the wee hours of this morning. We don't know. We don't know when our number is going to be called. A lot of people leave out the door and they go to work, and some of them don't make it back home to their families. Got in a car wreck and died instant, went in a coma and died. Some people walk out. My children told me on yesterday, my daughter was on her way to a play at school, and they saw a man laying out in the street in a puddle of blood. They don't know if he got shot or got hit, but they said cars were pulling over on 7 Mile Road, pulling over. People was getting out, and he laying there. And I said, oh, my God, we don't know what's going to happen to us, but we have to make sure that we are right with God. We have to make sure. Sometimes I've heard people say, well, when I get on my deathbed, I take it from there. Honey, you don't know when your death going to lie. And you don't know if you get in a car accident that you're going to go head on. You ain't got time to say, no, forgive me. You can't use that because you don't know. Some people have been sick on the deathbed and was able to get it right before the Lord. Some people might have been in car wrecks or whatever. But I'm talking about that instant death. You don't know. You might go to sleep with hatred in you against somebody and not wake up. Where do you think you're going? God is something. It's deep. I don't even know how I got on this subject, but somebody needed to hear this on today. Because you're saying that you got Christ, but you're not living what he said we're supposed to live. You're not loving the way he said we're supposed to love. You're not forgiving the way we're supposed to forgive. And you know that a lot of mess cause sickness. Do you know that? A lot of junk can cause sickness. I'm not saying all now. I don't want nobody going back talking about, man, you got that headache or you got that cancer because you got something in you. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying there are a lot of people that are rooted out in that have just pure hell in them. And I've heard testimonies that they had this sickness and had that sickness, but when they asked God to forgive them, God healed them from that sickness. I've heard people say that. Some sickness can cause problems. I mean, meanness can cause problems. So we want to get it right before the Lord. If you don't know God as your personal Savior on the day, if you say that you have him as your personal Savior, but you're walking out in love and you're walking in prejudice and all kind of crazy stuff, you need to get yourself saved. And I mean show enough faith. And ask God to forgive you. So I'm going to say a quick prayer, and we're going to let loose on these airwaves. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, first of all, for this day that you have made, a great day that you have made, despite of what we're going through, despite of what it looks like, despite of how we feel. This day is still great because we are breathing life. We're breathing breath on this morning. We still have warm blood streaming through our veins when we could have been laying on a cold table with a tag on our feet and our family and friends grieving over us. But God, we thank you that we are still in the land of the living. And Lord, I ask now that you will forgive us for anything that is not right, things that's in us that need some correction. Lord, we ask now that you will move by your Spirit in our lives. We'll give you total permission, Lord, to root out what's not right and put in what needs to be put in us, God, because we want to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, not depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Lord, we love you, and we give you glory, praise, and we give you all the honor for what you are doing in our lives and what you're going to continue to do in our lives and what you have done. So, Lord, I lift your people in all the countries and in all the cities and states, oh God, around the world to you now. And Lord, we ask that you will have your way in our lives totally, that you will move by your Spirit, not only in us, but in our loved ones' lives, and in our homes, God, in our schools, in our neighborhoods, in our ministries. Lord, we ask that you will have your way. And, Lord, we thank you right now for the overflow that's coming, that you have promised us, Lord. We thank you for it, knowing that what comes out of your mouth will not return to you void. You are not a liar like man is. Oh, God, what you promised, it will come to pass. So we thank you for every promise that's coming to pass. Lord, we thank you for things that you are doing right now in our life. It may not be the way we want it to be, but, Lord, we thank you because you hold all power in your hand. So, Lord, I ask that you will bless your people from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Bless them. We thank you for the doors of overflow opening even now, God. We can't see what you are doing, but we know that you are moving by your spirit. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you. We plead the blood right now over these airwaves. And, Lord, we ask right now that every song, that all this music that will be heard on today, that it will restore, that joy will be restored in someone's life, that happiness will reign, oh, God. And whatever your people need from you, oh, God, I pray right now, Lord, that you will grant it to them. Lord, even your faithful ones that have been moving in ministry, that have been going on in the mission, that have been suffering from the lack of money and suffering from other things. Lord, I ask now that you will speak to them just like you spoke to me and let them know that you got it and that you will give it. The Lord is in your own time. So, oh, God, we thank you that even now, those needs that need to be met, we thank you, God, that you're going to meet them. We thank you right now that you're going to meet them, God. And, Lord, we ask now that you will comfort those that are broken today, those that have a death in the family, death of a loved one. Lord, we ask that you will comfort, that you will dry up every tear, that you will, Lord, that you will make ways for the families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. I didn't know I was going to be saying all of that, but like I told y'all, this program is totally led by the Lord, and if he gives me a word to speak and a prayer to pray, I'm going to do it. And we hear music every day of the week. So we just thank God. We thank God for all of you all around the world that are tuned in now. And we thank God for African Day. God bless you, my African family. Just know that we love you. And so starting us off on this great nonstop African music, I'm telling y'all, you're going to hear music from Nigeria, from Ghana, from Uganda, from Kenya, you name it, from Africa, period. You're going to hear it. And I'm telling you, it's just an awesome sound that we're going to hear on today. So right now we're going to start off with our brother Jabinga in Nigeria and a great song called E Be Like Say. And right after him, we're going to just keep it going with other artists around the world. All I can tell you is to keep it locked, and you will hear the great music of our brothers and sisters. We'll be back in a little while.
Your praise ain't worry me, ba 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 ba
ba ba. Twice E on the beat.
Your praise ain't worry me, ba 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 ba. Your praise ain't worry me, ba 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 ba. Your praise ain't worry me, ba ba ba. Your praise ain't worry me, ba 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 ba. It ain't worry me. I don't think I'm that like a gentleman when others they praise you over. He do me well, I know the lie. I know the shame that I be am. Oh, the life I dey live, nah in dash me. The clothes I dey wear, I no borrow. Eh, nothing do me at all. I know they praise. Jesus Christ, now you are the praise. Over. He do me well, I know the lie. I know they shake their sabia. Oh, the life I they live, na in dash me. The clothes I they wear, I no borrow. Hey, nothing do me at all. I know they great. Jesus Christ, now you are the walking out my best, can't but pray with courtesy. You didn't ask no one when you had to show me love. Now they called me blessed of you. You know me, that I don't care. It's just you that I care about. And that's why your love will make me look like I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
You're my savior.
Never compromise on fast love. I know he knew me, Jeremiah, one best fight. We deeper than the fast cut. Stick closer than a brother or a friend does. Life as an artist, temptations that are rising. Pick as a wife and decisions that are right. And strive for my Christ and how to get eternal life. And when I sin, I know I gotta pay the price. And when I make the wrong choice, I know it's cause I never listen to your voice. Lord, you the potter, I'm the clay, please mold me. And when I go wrong with one hand, scold me. With the other hand, draw me close to you. When I'm wayward, change my name to Paul. Don't ever, ever, ever leave me like Saul. Cause without you, Lord, I'm nothing at all.
When anything goes wrong, I don't wanna be alone. You know I gotta be strong, but I can't make it on my own. No, you're my savior. I don't wanna be alone, yeah. I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna be with you, yeah.
Light off the world, they say they can't see me. Getting them access like it's AGC, but all I did is show your word. Full blast. Now friends vilifying me like an outcast. Yeah, man, I don't care. Cause in the darkest times I know that you will be there. But one thing I never get to understand. It's your unfailing love, of which I'm a fan. Can't even let you scream where you know. I don't want to do it. Never been no do it yet. No kubala. Love. Love so sweet, so I always wanna be with you. That's all I see. And put and ram it from no one know what all meant them. Or see me set, be penny with two men say yes them. Or when two men know, then crown out to wrench them. Love so crystal, when
anything goes wrong, I don't wanna be alone. You know I gotta be strong, but I can't make it on my own. Knowing you're my savior, I don't wanna be alone, yeah. I'm gonna be with you.
Crystal glass, porcelain, chandelier. Now what are they without light?
Tell me.
Now picture life without time, without beware. Yeah, that's the rule of life, right? Without you in my life, I'm like a ride without an engine. Putting me before you is just a bad arrangement. Sometimes I act like I could handle all my biz, but I can never make it on my own, is what it is. Yeah, I be the stupidest man, going round and round like musical chairs. But you still love me like it's a Cupid affair. Said I could call on you anytime and you will be there. So now psych ain't gotten where to go, I end up typing tax and a bow tie. But yet they asking why the boy so fly. It's cause I'm on the wings of the Most High.
The place I wanna be is in your arms forever. Your final over me is love, so I can rest in you, knowing you. Come right back to the end of time. Though the wind may blow me to the left side, I know your grace got me at the right spot. So I ain't afraid, I can lift my hands and stay. When anything goes wrong, I don't wanna be alone. You know I gotta be strong, but I can't make it on my own. Knowing you're my savior, I don't wanna be alone, yeah. I'm gonna be with you.
It's my strength for the joy of the double E.
days away. Girl, my sad days are gone and I'm happy days. Cause his joy has made me strong, giving me the strength. We'll never back down, we'll never give up until I see myself on this higher ground. Unconditional, it's this love I have. Inspiration now, it's this joy within. And Mr. Lucifer, you cannot steal this love from me. I have inspiration now. It's the joy within me, Mr. Lucifer. You can steal this love from me.
It's your, it's my strength. 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 From the joy of the Lord, it's my strength. It's your, 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 it's my strength. It's your.
Being arrested, 3 times beaten for preaching his word up in the hood. But his joy is mine, even without the done. Cause my joy is not defined by my level of cash, but my joy is defined by the fact that I am safe. He will give me grace, and I will run the race. He will keep me running till the day I see his face. Haters and lovers together, they make me famous. So while you keep on hating me, I'll be focused on my God. Cause his joy gives me strength to go beyond the limits. And when the waves wanna swallow me, he will be by my side. Declaration bring possession, so you say you're all right. Even though you're hustling, don't say you're flying high.
I got a lot of joy in my heart, cause he play a huge part. Man, he took his time with me, man, can't step by his work of art. So I never part or ever stray, cause everything's been A-OK. Ever since I gave my life to him and accepted him, yeah, on that day. So thank you, Lord, yes, thank you, Lord, cause we've been on one accord. I guess it's the reason why I'm blessed and the fact why you've been opening doors. My life is yours and I'm alone to me. When you figure this out, you increase. This is something that was told to me and I hold it close to me dearly. And that's the truth. Okay, yes, sir, indeed. You know the Father be my joy and strength, you best believe. And every time I write a rhyme, it be straight for the King. Cause I was given precious life when I didn't deserve a thing. Okay, I ain't done, but you thought so. I can't go, I got seasons, so. Cause there's a lot of people hurting out there that need to know who gon' help them grow. And that's the show, yeah, that's right. His love brings no strife. Cause it brings great pure joy and a lot of strength. Yeah, you got that right, just get to know him. Because he's calling you. And he's screaming out so loud, I wanna know you. I said just get to know him. Because he's calling you. And he's screaming out so loud, I want to know you.
Yeah.
RP music.
RP as the holy pop music. Dakota.
It's all, it's my strength. 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 It's all, it's my strength.
Let him know that hip life is dead. Let him know that hip life is dead. See, they
the hatred in my eyes. Charlie, I'm the hit everything that is against Christ. Me feel it what doing, I'm a kind of credit. No, cause if I say it out of fangai, it wouldn't be very wise. Many time we're moving, they're young, you need to be asking your muscle with them. Bro, on the other side, they be moving in the jail, cause they be looking for when the scene change in a rap game. Well, I'm glad that I'm ready to just lame. If I pin, you me aim, fame. Challenge, you me aim, blame. Christ, then I'm shamed. Cause if it wasn't for him, I'll still be a slave. Rapping by the same nonsense that I had a GHMC talk about in his songs. Mommy, 10 hit songs. Now find your new museum, so to try a con. So soon, you're going to be here. Nyom, nyom, keke, we, yes, and the bed, we, and you're going to be here. I say, I'm going to be here. That way, the one over, I can't be who I'm going to tell me that master. Must be 235 neck. I'm going to be here. 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 I'm going to
They don't know the truth, I pray it's time to let them know. Yes, to Christ and then no crown, I'm here to let them know. He didn't even sorrow, it's time to be bold. And if you're down with me, this is how that rally goes. Let him know that hip life is dead. 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 Let him know that hip life is dead.
They ain't nothing wrong music, except folks abuse it. Why nobody do it? I'm not bothered by the style of the beat, by the content of the spit. Anytime you spit in, then I talk about girls and sex too much in the beginning. The Lord, me, but Christ opened my eyes and it began to bore me. I'm telling the Sean that, but it's too ignore me. Lord, please, open the eyes of the blind to the fact that you're the most important thing in life. I jet your mate, when you put your pet, your job, my strap, my comadin, be on your red. May your hand in your cake, family, and your whoopet. My whole thing, the minion sent to me, yes, your whole thing, when you're feeding someone, what you man, I was yet. When I heard the beat, they were like, this is real cheap pop. When I heard the lyrics, they were like, nah. That's ain't real cheap hop. Yeah, homie, this is far from hip hop. Cheap hop, hip life is more like Christ's life. Christ was crucified on the cross for your sake. Repent for him, sin for his kingdom is here.
Yeah. They don't know the truth, I pray it's time to let them know. Yes, to Christ, don't need no crown, I'm here to let them know. He didn't even sorrow, it's time to be bold. And if you're down with me, this is how that rally goes. Let him know that hip life is dead. 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 Let him know that hip life is dead.
One God, one truth. Jesus Christ, give your life to him. Said one God, one truth. Yes, to Christ, follow him.
Drummer boy on the beat.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, help me sing. like the sick man by the pool. Your change is come, cause El Shaddai is here. So rejoice, celebrate, and sing hallelujah.
You give me joy.
You give me love.
You give me hope.
You give me
me feel this way. It's only you that makes me feel so loved. It's only you that makes me feel so special. I will lift my hands and praise your holy name. It's only you that makes me feel this way, yeah. It's only you that makes me feel so loved, yeah. It's only you that makes me feel so special. I will lift my hands and praise your holy name. Lord, I lift your name on high, yeah. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you reign in my life, yeah. I'm so glad you came to save us. Lord, I lift your name on high, yeah. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you reign in my life, yeah. Hey, I'm so glad you came to save us. It's only you that makes me feel this way, yeah. It's only you that makes me feel so loved. It's only you that makes me feel so special. I will lift my hands and praise your holy name. That's why I say,
I lift to praise and magnify your name.
I lift to praise and magnify.
I love to dwell in your presence, Lord.
I lift to praise.
I lift to praise and magnify your name.
I love to dwell.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt you pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt you pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky.
Lord, I lift your name
on high. Hey. Lord, I lift your name on high. Yeah. I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you reign in my life. Just to dara kupo eh. Just to me dara kupo eh. Harigiragadugadugade. Brought me up from the miry clay, set my feet on the rough to say. If it'll be you telling me who I be, who I be. You brought me up from the miry clay, set my feet on the rough to say. If it'll be you telling me who I be, who I be. You are the pillar that holds my life. Oh, yeah. You are the song I sing. Nothing can take me out from your love. Oh, Dara, oh, Dara. Hey, oh, Dara, oh, Dara. Hey, oh, lift to Jesus high. Lift to Jesus high. Lift to Jesus high. Lift to Jesus high.
At your mark, set, go. 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 Because of his life,
I'm a preacher, I'm a witness for this great and mighty world. And this is the reason that I'm praising. I see the light, like the days of Moses. Days of Moses, righteousness being restored. I'm glad it's Zima day. After my sex, so who be like the Lord? Who be like the Lord?
He's the highest.
Who be like the Lord? Who be like the Lord?
He's the highest.
Who be like the Lord? Who be like the Lord?
He's the highest.
Who be like the Lord? Like the Lord. I'm burning like a flame, is a torch from on high. A stronger hand hold me, it's my help from above. I'm a preacher, I'm a witness for this great and mighty world. And this is the reason that I'm praising. I see the light, like the days of Moses. Days of Moses, righteousness being restored. I'm glad it's Zima day, Zima day. After my set, go.
Ooh, it's like I got.
After my set, go.
Search all over the world and I found.
There is famine and sword, where wives is from because of his lies. I'm a preacher, I'm a witness for this great and mighty world. And this is the reason that I'm praising. I see the light, like the days of Moses. Days of Moses, righteousness being restored. I'm glad it's Zima day, Zima day. After my set, go.
Prevail, hey, prevail. So yeah, God, go.
I'm not afraid to die. Y'all, it's just been awesome, 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 awesome. I thank God for what he's doing and how he's steady yet moving by his spirit. I'm telling you, it was just great songs. What was not heard on today that I had planned to play will be heard tomorrow at the beginning of the program. Tomorrow we're going to mix it up with all kinds of gospel music by different artists around the world, but we will still continue to do what we always do. We always play our African artists, so a lot that I have planned because God had gave me that word at the beginning to pray. It kind of took some of the time, so I didn't get a chance to fit everybody in, but like I said, what I had planned to play today that was not heard will be played early morning tomorrow. Links will be posted. We will be on early. And so links, like I said, will be posted. But in saying all that, we thank God for all that was heard on today. We thank God. We have some music coming from a lot of the artists, Afri David and Ada and all of our other artists. We will resume on tomorrow with that and more. But ending us off in this last 7 minutes we have left will be our own dear brother, Sonny Badu. He has a couple of great songs, so we're just going to go off with his music and then join us on early tomorrow morning. We're still going to be doing it up with our African artists and more. So we just want to say God bless you. Always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody, angel on deck, loves you too. God bless.
don't do. You bless me, my life, liberty. Oh, what shall I render unto the Lord for all the good things you have done for me? Not anymore, waiting, I don't do. You bless me, my life, liberty. Oh, what shall I render unto the Lord for all the good things you have done for me? The things you do for me, nobody can do. The miracles you bring my way, even my mind knows. And let you my way, nothing can break through you.
Wonder, wonder. deploy the blood tonight, because it's the blood that gives us access. It's the blood that justifies us. It's the blood that cleanses us. It's the blood that has redeemed you and I to make us sons and daughters of God. And tonight, as we come into the presence of a holy God, we come with pure hearts and clean hands, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. For you said that there is life in the blood. You said, because of the blood of thy covenant have I brought thee forth out of the pit where there is no water. Tonight we deploy the blood of Jesus to speak on our behalf. Let the blood undertake, let the blood prevail, let the blood answer, let the blood overrule every accusation, every inscription, every contention, every opposition, every resistance, anything that is contending with the will of God for our lives, for our destiny. Let the blood of the Lamb answer. Let the blood of the Lamb prevail. Let the blood of the Lamb speak. Let the blood of the Lamb undertake. Somebody open your mouth and plead the blood of Jesus. What they move at, for they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Tonight, by the blood, we overcome every adversary. We overcome every enemy. We overcome any assignment of darkness. We destroy every weapon of the adversary. We come against all forms of devices, all forms of operations, all forms of assignment. We lift up the blood. We lift up the blood. We invoke the blood. We plead the blood. We accept the mysteries of the blood. We release the blood of the Lamb of God to the very foundation of every resistance. We deploy the mysteries of the blood of Jesus against every satanic mystery, against whatever is hidden and concealed in our lives, whatever is working in the shadows behind the scenes. We deploy the blood of Jesus. We release the power of the blood to prevail in our atmosphere, in our areas and domain of oppression. Tonight, let the blood speak. Let the blood undertake. We release the forces of the blood. Let it travel and shatter foundations of form of evil, foundations, ungodly foundations, demonic foundations, all forms of witchcraft activities. Let the blood prevail. Let the blood answer. Let the blood undertake. We plead the blood. Somebody cry out. Clap your hands. Release the blood. We activate the speakers of the blood. Mateka. Ulamata. Lemataka. Nimaha. Duade. Lezu. Matimaha. Nimahata. Deria. There is power in the blood. There is life in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Whatever. Walitapa. Uramate. Adesua. Nimahata. We release the blood. We break down barriers, we destroy walls, we destroy resistance by the blood of Jesus. We declare we will accept the blessing of the Lord. We will accept the promise. We will enter the land of fulfillment, the land of manifestation by the power of the blood. What day would happen? Akedia, Masu, Nimahata, Leta Paruate, Demanana Mata, Matua Demaha, Lekuse, Uteni Nitapa, release the blood, release the blood, bleed the blood, deploy the blood, let the blood answer, let the blood speak, let the blood undertake, let the blood wash, let the blood. Let the blood justify. Open your mouth. Plead the blood. Release the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is life in the blood.
Thank you.